Hare Krishna. Well, I'm here in Istanbul. Left yesterday from Budapest, a little delayed flight. And once we arrived in Istanbul, the plane arrived, then it was also delayed from docking. And then once we got through immigration and visa, there were phenomenally long queues. Then after that was a long traffic jam getting to where I'm staying, which is at the apartment of Nishinga Krishna Das. And probably took me longer to get here than it did to fly from Budapest to Istanbul. So that's how it used to be also when I came from, used to fly from London to Budapest. Sometimes getting to the temple would take longer than it did flying to Budapest. It isn't like that now because of the new direct motorway that goes, practically speaking, from the front steps of the temple all the way to the airport. And very, very big city, enormous cities like London, Istanbul. And last night we had a nice program for which devotees want to hear the Turkish translation. It's on the articles section. And it was about the Vaina Gita. And this was for devotees. There are quite a few devotees here now. There were a few before Gaurshakti came and started to preach here. And then later myself, such as Nishinga Krishna, at whose place I'm staying. And then devotees who came since that time from the preaching, and other devotees who sort of moved in the meantime. Just like right now, I have a disciple of Govinda Maharaj, Rohini Mataji, whose daughter Hemalata spent quite some time in Hungary, and she's cooking lunch for Radha Damodar. And of course we have a very nice Govindas here. Sri Ram Das, a Hungarian devotee, he's sort of the main cook. He goes in early in the morning and cooks everything. And then other devotees come in and continue the serving throughout the day until 10 o'clock at night. And we had two kirtans, one of which I also put on the site, although it was very close to the harmonium, and so it didn't really quite pick up the quality of the kirtan, but it was very, very nice. I'm not saying from a musical point of view, because I have this squeaky old harmonium, but I could see that from the regular programs that devotees are keeping, from their meeting together, from their visiting Govindas and eating there, and the input that they've had from Shakti and Nishinga Krishna, that the devotion has really increased and their attachment to the holy name increased. It was, I was really surprised. The kirtan was very, very touching. It was very angelic, very, very nice, beautiful kirtan. And I was thinking how much Srila Prabhupada would appreciate hearing consciousness is spreading in a Muslim country, very much a Muslim country, and how these people are, like anyone else, anywhere else, taking to the process of devotional service. After the program, as we were sort of walking back to our car, one girl was asking me, what do you think of the spirituality of Turkish people? In other words, how do you sort of rate them in terms of inclination towards spiritual life? And I told her that everyone is spiritual by nature. Everyone is a servant of Krishna, and Krishna consciousness uncovers that latent devotion that's in the heart. So, like the Hungarians, Americans, English, and so on, Turkish people, when they also come in contact with the holy name and prasadam and the association of Vaishnavas, like everyone else, they're as spiritual as they want to be, and as spiritual as you can get. It's just really up to them, their association, and their devotional practices. It's going to be pretty busy for the next few days. Today and tomorrow, I have programs in the afternoon, and then again in the evening. I believe we have a two-part program in the afternoons at the yoga center on Bhakti Yoga, and I'll be giving those with flip charts and so on. And then on the 31st, I go directly from here to Toronto. So that's a brief report on what's happening here in Turkey and Hare Krishna.